Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Let's get this started tonight. We've had a good weekend, been doing a little cooking, and like to go ahead and give a shout out to all of our sponsors here first. And first of all, I'd like to thank Barrel Mass Barbecue Chief Stars for allowing us to have the show and setting it up every week for us. I'd like to give a big shout out to Daryl. I know we've got a lot going on nowadays, and I think we've got about 12 hosts now. Doing all kinds of different shows. I've got morning shows, and we've got evening shows now, so you guys can get a listen to something about barbecue almost every day now, see Barbecue Superstar. So So y'all check it out, and you can always find us on Blog Radio. So I also like to give a shout-out to 82 Barbecue. Some great sauce, Jason and guys. Does a wonderful job. Big supporters of ours. Pitmaster Depot, another great group of guys are out of Florida. If you need anything shipped to you or any certain spice stuff you're looking for, Zach and Jay down there, they can take care of you. They got some of the cheapest shipping around anywhere. About $10 gets you shipped just about anything from their store. So give them boys a shout out there. Elk Ridge Barbecue, up front from them. Hey, if you're looking for some winning rub, he's the man to get a hold with, and he'll sure take care of you. And you know, he's just got some great products out there. Great company, and like I said, he's got some fantastic stuff out there. Meat Rake, like I said, if you need to pull your meat, break your meat, give them guys a call. They'll take care of you. Grill Grace, Brad Bird, said he's got a matter of fact, he's got some new products coming out. I know that they've got a griddle now, a griddle plate. They've got some new fancy tongs that just come out. So give them Brad Bird a holler. GrillGrates.com, where you can find them. He's got all the stuff you need. Big Ron's Rubs, another one of our great sponsors. So if you need beef injection or anything else, he's got a full line of rubs, sauces. Give Big Ron a shout. He'll fix you up. Raider Red Meats, gotta say, we had another successful weekend cooking with their products. Had a 7th call in ribs. And 12th in brisket. So they got some great products out there. Give them a shout. And I know that they're fixing to have a store online. So you should be able to start ordering some stuff here pretty soon. And that gets competition meats out there. GOT Energy Services, Brandon and Jennifer Spaulding, great big supporters of us. And give them a shout. And I'd like to give them a shout-out, and thanks for supporting us and our team. So, Texas Web and Graphics, man, if you need anything banners, I don't know if you've seen the pictures of our banners and our stuff out there, seen our business cards, man, they do a fantastic job. Give them a shout, too. It's just a great bunch of guys, people, and Paul and them will sure take care of you. So, give them a holler. So, like I said, we were at the World Championship Wild Hog Cook-Off this weekend down in Kroll. On Tata Fox, we put on a great contest. We had a great time again. I believe we had about 37 plus teams in there this year. And Ray Bonner, congrats to Ray Bonner. He won grand this weekend, and him and Mike Steed. I also like to give a shout-out to Bo Garrett. He was reserve grand there this year, so he's been kind of on fire here lately. And, they kicked butt, and we enjoyed it. And we had a few calls ourselves. I think we had a 6th in chicken, 7th in ribs, 11th in wild hog, and 12th in brisket. So we had a good time. So like I said, it's always a well organized contest, and look forward to it next year, and hopefully everybody can come out and get a few more teams out there. Like I said, they have teams come. I know we've had teams as far as San Antonio or so come up there and cook. We were talking to Taylor yesterday. Taylor was telling us, they've had the Food Network channel out there. It's been on, like, the Texas Country Reporter and stuff like that. So, it's had a lot of exposure. And like I said, it's always a well-run contest. They take care of the cooks. And, that always means a lot to, a lot of us competing and stuff. So it is about the cooks, and they take care of it. And the weather was great this year. Last year it was a little windy and cold, but this year it was it was just a nice fall day, to be honest. And so it was wasn't too windy or anything, and so everybody was out. We talked to lots of people. There were lots of people. It was kind of unbelievable. Of course, it was the first weekend of hunting season for gun. And so we had a lot of people out that, you know, were hunting, had deer leases and stuff around there. A lot of people that were from there that had been gone for several years come back out of hunting and stuff like that. And so, you know, there's a lot of people out there, you know, come out and visit with you and talk and just, man, we just had a great time. So, I'm saying we're going to have Randy Dunn in here in a little bit. I know he's on the road right now. He's come to get a few things finished up, but he's going to come in and call in and talk here in just a little bit. We're going to talk about the Jack. And I know they were doing some OBR stuff this weekend with Brian McClarty, and I know Ty Hill and some of them guys, they were over there, and they were doing a benefit for Mercury One, I believe, in Glenn Beck. So we'll get him in, and maybe he can talk a little bit about that too. And so I'd like to invite everybody to call in tonight. Number's 347-202-0263. And let's talk a little Q and, you know, have a good time. So, you know, like I said, not a lot going on time right now. So... let's see, we got Ray in the chat room. He's already giving me a hard time. We did have a first this weekend for us. Been cooking for over 2 years now. And, you know, in Lone Star and IBCA, they have thickness rules on brisket. And it's got to be between 1/4 and 3/8. And I've never been turned back, but yesterday we were turned back twice. And I had a new guy carrying in my tray and stuff, so I'm not sure what really was going on because our slices were right there. They were on the money. And matter of fact, I ended up putting two of the slices back in that we were told to pull to begin with, and it went second time. So, you know, you never know. You know how that is. You know, maybe that ruler changed just a little bit. But we got them in, and we had a good time. So, yeah, Ray's kind of giving me a hard time about that. It was quite interesting. And he also said that looks like they tied with Bubba, but he had a better brisket score. Of course, as everybody knows, in Lone Star and IBCA, brisket breaks the tiebreaker. So that's a sure deal there. And I think I believe Ray had a second in brisket. So, you know, that's usually a pretty tough one to get beat when you're way up there. So. So it was good. I was glad to see him win, and you know, always had a good time. He, matter of fact, he did us a favor this week. He was in Lubbock, and you know, we live about 45 minutes an hour away from Lubbock, and so I didn't have time to get my meat from Raider Red Meats, and so he picked up my meat and he brought it to us, and you know, that sure was helpful and brought me a little peach wood, so. We had a good time, and always I can always count on Ray on that end of it if we need something, and he's going to be there. He'll sure bring it to you and take care of it. So, you know, he's a great guy on that kind of stuff. So, you know, and he also has a barbecue store in Lubbock, Texas, and so you know, you guys listening around here, if y'all ever need anything. Ray has a full assortment of supplies and rubs, sauces, grills, just about anything you can think of, really. And he does a great job, and, you know, he's always, like I said, he's always one that if you're in a pinch or something, he'll sure, you know, get it to you or help you out or something. So he's done it many times for us, and we always appreciate him. So, and I need to get him to call in, and we talk a little bit, but I think he's just sitting in the chat room right now, so we'll kind of see what goes on tonight. Last week, we had so many people call in that the board was so full, I didn't know what to do last week with the board because we had so many people in, so we had all of the Central Texas, North Texas boys calling in, and we had a good time, and, you know, we'll do that again. So, but no, it's been a busy year. We've had a lot of contests. We've cooked in and been and gone. I think that may have been our last contest for the year. We'll just have to see how it kind of plays out. We got some other irons and stuff in the fires coming up, and you know, there'll be more details on that here later. And so we'll see how all that goes. It's been a good year. I think we've done 22 or 23 contests for the year. So that's been pretty good for us. You know, enjoyed cooking with lots of different people, seeing a lot of country this year. I think we've cooked in I think four different states this year, four or five. So, you know, we've kind of been all over the map too. And, you know, because, you know, just Texas alone, it's so damn big that, you know, most of the time you spend all your time right here in Texas and you know, not have to go anywhere else. But we've done that, and then I say we've gone other places too. So I know that they had the big pig jig this weekend down in Georgia. I know that I think Mo Kaysen had a 8th place hog. I believe I've seen that. And I know there was a lot of stuff going out in Laughlin this weekend too. I think that was the world championship, food championship out there, and I hadn't seen a lot about it right now, but we'll you know, hopefully we'll see some stuff on that. I know that Chad Ward and them, they were out there. They had quite a time out there. They had their cooker shipped out there, and it sounded like he got totaled in the with the freight company on the way out there, so they had to come up with another deal. And I believe guys were at Barbecue Island over in Phoenix, Arizona. I know they fixed him up, and old boys from IAV30 delivered it out there to them. So, you know, some of our fellow teammates in Oak Ridge, they're also sponsored by Oak Church, and some of them guys are great guys. And so, you know, just always trying to help out the barbecue community and then that end of it. So, looks like they had a good time, and so we'll see how that all goes, and I get some more details on it. I hadn't seen much on it yet, and I hadn't been on the we just hadn't been around as much today. Time setting back, we kind of just laid around and did that end of it. And so we just said, I didn't get on the computer and even start scheduling anything here until about the last hour ago. So I'm running a little bit behind on that end of it. And, you know, of course, we're fixing to get busy too. I mean, we'll have catering and, you know, parties and stuff like that for Christmas and Thanksgiving, all that's going on. And so we'll have some of that going on this year. And I'm sure, you know, turkeys and hams and whatever else, you know, people want, we'll sure get it out there. And so I always look forward to that time of the year and just doing a little cooking and it's not really competing or anything like that, but you just kind of have a good time. You load your cookers up and get your chair out, turn some music on, and let's smoke roll and have a good time. And I know that Ray is also, I think that they're having a holiday smoking class next weekend too, I believe, in Lubbock. I believe that's on a Sunday. And I know that he always has a few big classes like that on that end of it. And I imagine him and Kirk will be putting it on. And I was trying to think. I want to say that usually that class is around $40 or $50 a class per person. And, like I said, they would do a great job. And one day I'm going to get down there and hang out with them. Maybe they'll, maybe they'll let me load the charcoal or something into the grill or something like that and go down there and hang out with them, have a good time. So, of course, Kirk, Pittman, he's awful. He's had a great year. He was, I believe, fifth overall in the American Royal in the Open. So he's had a – and then he's done a couple of the contests since then and had some good calls. So he's also had a really good year, too. He, of course, he was the panhandle. He won the Team of the Year in the panhandle in IBCA with us. So I said he had a good year and a tough competitor. And look forward to doing some more cooking stuff for them. And would like to say the chat room is open. There's two or three people in there right now. I know Ray's in there, and there's a couple of them are showing up as guests. I don't know who they are yet, but Ray just posted too that in that holiday class they're going to be prime rib, double smoked ham, dried aged porterhouse steaks from Red Raider Red Meats. And more, $50 per person. So there you go. I knew it was kind of somewhere in there. And like I said, they always put on a great class. They always are usually sold out. And, you know, so I'm not exactly sure. Maybe he'll post here in a minute. I don't know how many people that they take. And but I've always heard good things about it. And I know that they do a good job. So. So maybe he'll tell me here in a minute how many they have. If the class is full or not, I'm not sure. So, but let's see what else been going on. I said, I mean, it's just been a busy month. Ray also was at Meridian the weekend before. I believe he had a fourth place in chicken down there. So he's been really hot here lately. Matter of fact, I think he had a second place chicken yesterday. So he's this chicken's been doing really well, and so he went down and represented West Texas and, you know, took care of business. I know him, and Dick Odom also had a couple of calls down there, and so that's always a good thing, and we'd like to see the West Texas boys, go to those kind of contests and kick a little butt and get a few walks and, you know, let them know that West Texas is still around. And, you know, because they don't get to see a lot of us down that part of the world. But, you know, it's always great when they do. So, let's see. Yeah, he said fourth and chicken, finals and ribs. The class is going to start at 2. And looks like that they still got about 4 spots open. So I figured that they were probably getting pretty full. And it looks like they are. And give them a shout. Like I said, it's an outdoor chef, Lubbock, Texas, and they do a great job. Give them a holler, and they'll sure give you show you how to be the star during the holidays at your house. So you know, it's what, you know, we all like to do a lot of cooking, you know, during the holidays and stuff like that, and you know, it's always nice to throw out a nice big prime rib or, you know, great tasting ham, something like that. I mean, it always, you know, wows your friends and your family and stuff like that. It's always a great thing. So, like I said, hook up with them, and they'll get you fixed up. So, let's see if we got anybody calling in here. Actually, we do. In fact, I think it's maybe Ray. So, let's see if I can get him in here real quick, and we'll talk a little bit.
Eight oh six seven eight one nine eight nine one.
You're live.
Did you ready? Well, hello. He asked me, Lance, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm glad you called in. So, have you recovered yet?
Oh, I didn't. We drove straight home last night. You know, I didn't sit up there and party last night like y'all did. So,
well, I went to bed about 1, so I wasn't up real late either.
and I had Mike helping me a little bit. Friday and Saturday, so I'm a little tired, but I'm not like I normally am because I didn't have to do it all, you know. So.
Right, exactly. So that's always great when that, you know, you have a little help. It sure makes a difference. So.
And that was only a 150-mile trip, where the going to Meridian last weekend was 300 miles one way. That was tough.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, so. It's, Yeah, it's I guess it's about 400 miles for us down there, and you know, we did that one last year, and I think we cooked the entire month of October last year. We had a contest every weekend, and crawl was our last stop in that deal, and I understand. I mean, you're just plumb ass wore out when all that's done with. And
well, I had never been to Meridian. I had been invited every year, I think, since like in you know, 1990s, and just never had been. It always, you know, used to be at the end of August, which was way too hot for this old fart. So I didn't want to go down there, and then it's just such a long way. I didn't want to go, but I met Kirk down there, and we cooked. I took my egg down there, and we cooked off that new R&O pit we got. And you know, since it's IBC, well, I'm sorry, you can, you know, two cooks can share the same cooker. So
right,
so. So we cooked on there. We met Donnie Hill from Hobbs, and he did. He made the finals in ribs, and I think he was like 30 something in brisket down there. So
yeah, that's where we were last year. I think we final tabled ribs, and then we were like 27th or something in brisket. But it, you know, it's tough down there. You know, it's a you know, there was what, how many cooks? 184, 187.
I think it was 187 this year or something like that. Yeah, Dick Odom, I think, was 10th in chicken. And then Dixon, which is Kerry Dixon's son, which has been real hot, he was like
6th or something.
5th or 6th in ribs, yeah. So.
Yeah, well, I thought he had a pretty good call.
Yeah, so there was three of us right there, you know, in the top 10 and something. And then Dick made finals in brisket. So. You know, that was good.
No, it is. I mean, like I said, it's a, you know, it is a great little contest, and I say little contest, it's a great big contest, actually. And, you know, we had a good time down there last year, and I really wanted to go this year, but just, you know, after, you know, going to the Royal and then getting back and going to Traders, and, you know, and then I took the steaks and stuff for the cotton burn ball up here that next weekend. I just, you know, I need to sit on the sideline for a weekend and kind of
yeah, that's another
relax.
Yeah, that's another contest. I've been invited to Traders every year, and I never have been to that one either. So, you know,
it's another good contest. A lot of fun. It's always a tough one. You know, not as many teams show up there. You know, it's usually around 90, and but you know, it's 90 of the best cooks around, and you know, it's one of those contests that, you know, you have a good time. Of course, it's one of those marathon things because you cook for 2 days in a row, and you know, I think your last turn in's on Sunday at like 2:00, so you are worn out by the time that thing's over with.
You're kind of worn out when all that stuff happens. So, but like I said, it's a long way to, you know, to drag your stuff. So, you know, I said I wanted to do it one time. So,
yep.
You know, I've been to the Royal, no. I've been to the American, I've been to the, you know, Memphis in May. I've done that. You know, so, and I hadn't done Trader Village, but I've done the Royal. So, you know, it's one of them things. Mm-hmm. You know, have you ever done Memphis in May? Now that's a trip.
No, I hadn't done that one yet. I got invited to go down there and hang out with some guys last year. And just, you know, it's right towards the end of school year and stuff for my daughter. And, you know, there's lots going on. And you know, I'm going to dang sure. I'm going to try it one of these days when I have the time and can kind of do that. You know, of course, you know, May for around here for us is, you know, pretty busy months. We have lots of cook-offs around here, too. So, you know, you got all that going on.
Well, Memphis and May are what they call Memphis Barbecue Network. You know, you have the Royal where they had some big booths and stuff set up. At that one, you know, some of these businesses, especially have been in Lubbock, been cooking forever. They'll have three-story, they will actually build three-story buildings or something down the riverbank for their parties. I mean, it's crazy. And if you don't know somebody, you don't get in. I mean,
yes.
You just don't, you know, they hire guards to their gate. I've cooked it, and we had to build a fence around our area, and we put poles in the ground, and, I mean, it was not a little fence. You had to, it was a rail fence, wood. But it's like, last time I was there, I just stopped by, and I think it was a Thursday night, and, you know, I walked up to, Myron Mixon was there, and he was cooking. I said, "Hey, Myron, I'm Ray from Lubbock, Texas." And he said, "Oh, come on in." So he showed me his pit, and he says, "Nice, you know." And he's, you know, Myron's a pretty nice, at least he always has been to me. He's a nice person, and a nice person in person.
Right.
I don't know if that's his TV persona or whatever, but, you know, but it sells a lot of books for him.
Well, no, I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, and, you know, I've met his son and stuff, and I mean, you know, Michael, and, yeah, and they've been, you know, great, and that end of it. And I think that's kind of it more than anything on TV. It's that, you know, they wanted someone that could, you know, be the tough guy, and I think that's what he does. And, he does a good job of it on TV, and he kind of makes that show in a lot of ways that way because, you know, he is, he's got a, you know, seems to have a great personality in it, and, you know, it works. So, you know, and I mean, he's got the reputation and, you know, the credentials in the cooking world to be that way too. So,
yep. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's what sells to, you know, I mean, it sells books and stuff like that. So, you know,
absolutely.
That's what you want to do. So,
It is, and I mean, you know, and that's the deal. I mean, of course, you know, this thing's getting so damn big anymore that, you know, there's so much going on now in the barbecue world that, you know, it's hard to believe that there's so much of it going on, and you know, how much exposure it's getting right now. It's just unbelievable, and so, you know, how I think that. You know, I think that we're kind of still on the breaking ground of what it's going to be. I think that, you know, in the next 5 years, it's going to be even bigger, and we'll see how it goes. But, I mean, there's just so much going on, and so many people are intrigued by it. And, you know, and it's one of those things. I mean, just like when you guys do these backyard cooks and stuff on TV and stuff, you know, in Lubbock there, you know, everybody loves to barbecue and cook outside and stuff like that. So, you know, it's something that a lot of people have interest in and, you know, have it in common, you know. And you don't have to be, you know, Myron Mixon or you know, Tuffy Stone or something like that. You can still do it, you know, and have a good time and impress your friends and stuff like that. And then, you know, like I said, you having classes and stuff like that, you know, for the local people. And you know, most of those people, you know, that's what they want to do. They want to learn a little bit more to impress their friends and to have better food and stuff in their backyard. And so that,
well, Kurt, that's how he got started coming to our classes. That's how Donnie Hill got started. That's how David, so, you know, that's why Ryan, you know, Ryan and Karen, you know, they moved away to Alaska, but, you know, he was a really good cook. And that's how he got started. So, by coming to those classes. So,
well, I know, I keep saying I'm going to have to come down and, come out and hang out with you guys and take some of them. Maybe I'll learn something too.
Well, you was right over next to Bubba. Did you figure out what he did to his hog? Of course, I was right next to Roy.
I did not.
And he won hog. Yeah. So.
Yeah, he was. Bubba was real good last year in hog. You know, I think we had a third place there last year in hog, and I think we had a pretty good hog this year. You know, the one thing, and I really don't remember this last year, but, you know, I sure didn't remember the rule about the sausage thing. And, you know, how it is with pork. I mean, a little sauce goes a long way on pork.
Yeah, but they said you couldn't sausage this year, and that's it. I don't want to, you know. So, you know, usually on open, you can pretty much do what you want to.
Yeah, I said, I don't remember that. And I know that, Dick Odom was telling me, and it was last year after that, you know, I think he did some kind of
he did a stuffing and bacon wrapped, and they disqualified it, so.
They DQ'd it, and so, and, you know, and then, of course, you know, they come back and said, you know, during the meeting, you know, they kind of, you know, they went down that road that you can't do anything, and then, you know, at the end of it, you know, then they said, well, it has to be wild hog. Like, well, that changes things. So, you know, okay, well, that, you know, throw everything else out.
Well, those, well, if people don't realize, wild hog ain't a very big animal when they get through butchering. At least what they give us ain't very big, is it? So
I don't know. Now, what did you do in hog? Did you just do pulled, or did you do these fancy things?
I did pulled. I did cubed. I had a little bit of a tenderloin in it, and I marinated it in pineapple teriyaki, and then I injected the rest of it, and I just, you know, got it tender, and then, you know, cut it up in cubes and put it back in some pineapple juice and Caperoni's glaze and steamed it for a while, and then took it out and turned it in. You know, I'm not a hog. I don't live in Plainview or Post and Slayton. I don't cook a lot of wild hog, you know.
Well, I've cooked two now. I've never cooked much of it either. You know.
Well, years and years ago, when I went to that first contest in Crowell, which was years ago, actually, I never cooked a wild hog and came in second, but I couldn't remember what I did so long ago, you know. And
well, yeah.
The Denning Place at hog, so. But anyway,
you know,
yeah, I heard a lot of people, they just pull it and put it in there. But if you pull it and get a little sauce, that doesn't make, you know, but I guess, you know, who knows?
As you know, the head judge
was a little particular. So.
Yes. Well, you know, but, like I said, I mean, you know, overall, I mean, it wasn't a huge thing. You know, I just kind of got, you know, my only deal was this, that, you know, all of our slices were pretty even, and, you know, I just found it kind of funny that, you know, I put those two slices back in after that happened, and she stuck the gauge on them on that time, and they passed. And, you know, and of course, you know, I had another guy going in there and turn them in. He'd never done it before, and, you know, so, you know, it was just one of those things. But, you know, I know there was a lot of that going on. I know that, you know, that contest there was probably some of the most DQs I've seen in a long time, because I know that there was three chicken DQs, and there was at least, well, I say there were brisket DQs. I guess technically they weren't a DQ because they just never got their stuff turned in, and they didn't make their slices. I know there were at least three of them, three or four.
Yeah, the local guys right next to us, they had like a minute and a half to get from our side to their side. They was on a four-wheeler and didn't make it in time.
Yeah,
so I guess she cut it right off on the second I'm talking about. But you know, rules are rules. That's where you can always turn mine in early. And when I'm pushing the envelope on my brisket, I always take like three extra slices with me if it's a long walk. In foil, just in case she says you got to change it, I just move over there and take it out. Because I'm like you, I usually push an envelope. But yesterday Mike did my slices, and he sliced them a little thinner than what I normally do, but it worked. It came in second. So.
Well, no, brisket, I mean, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, I couldn't complain about our brisket yesterday. We had a good brisket, and, you know, it probably was pretty cold by the time we got done messing with it. Those few times, you know how it is every time you open up that tray. And so, you know, there was four or five times it got opened up before we got the thing turned in, so. You know, and you go to messing with your slices and stuff like that. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But, you know, like I said, I really, you know, the only, you know, and the funny thing about it was yesterday was that what I was really worried about more than anything was that 2 years in a row now, my ribs, I don't know what it is about over there, but they still like, they really like just a little bit more time to finish tender, being tender is what I thought that they should be. And I cut that last rack, and they were pretty decent, and still not quite what I thought that they ought to be. And we turned them in, and so when we got called in ribs, I thought, hell, we might actually have a chance of this thing today, you know. And then it just, you know, the two categories that we actually, you know, I had the most confidence in. They, and I think, like I said, I think we were 11th in wild hog and 12th in brisket. So, you know how it is. I mean, the ones that you didn't think that much about, we did pretty well in. The two that I thought we'd do well in, we didn't. So, you know.
Yeah, well, like I said, Mike was disappointed that he came in, I think, 8th in ribs. I think he was really disappointed he didn't do better. He thought they were better than that, you know, and of course, when I got called anything in hog, I was, you know, kind of shocked. But But yeah.
Well,
you
know, I'm.
You know, it's just the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. I mean, you know, we. I don't know. I mean, like I said, the rib thing for me yesterday was a little bit of a surprise. I mean, I was glad to see it, but it was a surprise. You know, and that's usually, you know, when I first started stuff, I mean, ribs and chickens, kind of what got me where I'm at right now. But, you know, once I was telling someone the other day, you know, I was looking at, on the IBCA website, you know, now that they got the new site up, you know, you can go in there and just type in your name on the head cook, and it'll show all the contests that you were in for the year and all your calls. And, you know, it's pretty handy. You don't have to go to all the individual contests and look at them anymore. And, you know, we've had like eight calls in brisket this year. And I'm sitting there looking, I was like, man, if I'd had that last year, you know, we'd had a really good year. So,
yeah,
you know.
But, well, like I said, it's, you know, how many contests did you do this year?
I think we did, I got to count again, I think some were 21, 23, something like that, 22. We did a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You know, of course, we did, I think, you know, like five or six Kansas City cooks. I only did, you know, I don't do a lot of Lone Star stuff, you know, because this year, you know, even around here, we just hadn't had a lot of Lone Star cooks around here this year. So, you know, I've only done two or three Lone Stars this year, and the rest has been IBCA. But, you know, and that's something that we were talking about this weekend, too. And, you know, this is, to me, has always been kind of a funny thing, because, you know, a lot of those guys that were there this weekend, I see them quite a bit. I know you do, too. And, you know, but for some reason, it seems like between IBCA, you know, if they come up and cook IBCA, you know, some of them guys don't have as much luck as we do. And, you know, it's kind of the other way with them. They do better than Lone Star. And, you know, but, you know, for the most part, everything's, you know, they cook the way they do, we cook the way we do. And, I mean, it's just odd that, you know, the profile changes a little bit between the two of them, you know, when we cook the same kind of meats and stuff.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, you just have more, it's a different one. Most of them, IBCA people, you know, when they come up out of Dallas and places, they just cook a different profile down that way than we do. But most times in Texas, you know, tender wins, so...
Absolutely. You know, no, that's exactly right.
It ain't like Kansas City where they want, where they want it together. You know, down here they want it. You know, pick up the rib and shake it, and the bone comes out. You know, which is overdone,
yes.
But that's what wins. So.
Well, no, I mean you're exactly right, and I mean you know, and that's what a lot of people don't realize. And I mean you know, we've had some conversations, and you know that really. It's a huge difference. I mean, if you can't cut that, you know, if you have a hard time getting the meat off, cutting it off the bone, off a rib, you know, you're not going to fare too well normally on that end of it. And, you know, same thing with briskets. I mean, you know, my brisket went to, oh, probably 205 yesterday, between 200 and 205. And, I mean, it was nice and tender. I mean, you know, it had, you know, hardly any tug to it left at all. I mean, you know, it just about fall apart on you. You know, it had just enough that, you know, you kind of handle it a little bit if you were, you know, careful. But, you know, I know a lot of guys, I mean, hell, they're in there trying to, you know, piece them together. And, you know, they'll break on them and they'll piece it all back together in there. So I've never gotten quite that far with it, but that may be part of my demise, too. Maybe I'm still not going far enough with them.
Well, and, like I said, you know, Misty told everybody yesterday, if it's, you know, if it was hamburger meat, don't turn it in.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's supposed to be a whole piece, you know, so. But,
yes,
you know,
but you know exactly what I'm saying. You know, a lot of them guys, they'll get back together, you know. And I mean, when it's sitting in the tray, unless they go to moving it, you wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
And, you know. You know, I don't know. I mean, like I said, it's a great contest. Taylor always puts on a good deal. It's always a lot of fun. I enjoy it. And, you know, I said the weather was great this year. You know, I don't think we could ask for much of a better day than what we had yesterday. I mean, wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold, wind wasn't really blowing, so it just, you know, it was great cooking weather. So I enjoyed it. So
you got about
4 weekends.
So yeah, I mean, hell, I mean, and just, you know, and then you you taking grand, I mean, hell. You know, I was sitting there and I was still trying to figure out, because I knew Bubba was in there close. I knew that you were there.
Well, Billy Overton was real close, but he just didn't play some brisket. You know, he had a second, 16. A first, and, you know.
Yeah, I think he had 16 points when it was said and done. And Bubba, I knew Chris Eves was heat. I think he walked a few times, and I knew he was probably close in that mix. I can't remember the other two that was in that. There was you, Bubba, and then I don't know who it was, and then Billy was fifth overall.
Didn't they have two or three tied for fifth? You know, they had two or three.
Yes,
that,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was all just rough there.
Then they had one that had 18, and then it was just then it was me and Bubba, I think. So, I could be wrong, but like I said, it'll...
No, I think that's right. I mean, you know, I said I glanced at it for just a second to kind of see, and you know, of course, that's the thing with Lone Star. They only usually show the top five in it, so if you want to figure out where you're at, you've got to, you know, go down there and calculate a little bit and figure out, you know, where you're at. I think we were probably, or I hope we were still top 10. I think we had 9 or 10 points, so...
Yeah, I think normally almost on their web page, they might, when they do that, they might post the top 10 when they post it online. I hope so, because I got to have the top 10 so I can send it to the American Royal for the Invitational. So,
I was going to ask you about that. Did she give you the paperwork yesterday?
Yes, they didn't fill any of it out, and Misty didn't give me the winner's list, so I have to get that. So.
Yes, yes, hey. I've gotten to where, you know, if that happens, I mean, I've just gotten to where we do it right then and get it done because, you know, well, same thing happened to Kirk last year, and Brendan Locker had the same thing happen to him. He didn't realize it that, you know, he had he won that one in post, and he didn't realize it. And by the time when he found out that was actually, that one qualified, it was too late to get anything done. I mean,
yeah.
He had like a week left before, you know, it was kind of like Kirk's deal. You know, Kirk was right there to, you know, they're supposed to be turned in within seven, or they've got to have them now within 7 days.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said, you know, they made some exceptions, I guess, this year. You know, I said, I don't know, Kirk, you know, was able to get his taken care of. And then I said, when Locker figured it out, because Locker and I was talking like one Sunday, and I said, man, I said, you're qualified. And he said, no, I didn't qualify. And we got on there and looked at it, and I said, you dang sure did. And it was just too late for him to get, you know, anything done. And, you know, that was the other thing with the Royal this year was that they ran out of room. And so, you know, by August, I got an email. I think all of our paperwork and stuff, we were supposed to have everything turned in by, like, the 17th. And so I sent mine in. Like the 11th or 12th of August, and then for the Invitational, and then the Open, you had to like September the 4th or September the 7th for the Open. And I got a phone call like the next couple of days, like, hey, we're going to have your money and everything by the 16th of August this year because we're running out of places.
Well, when they lowered it down to 25. They got a lot more people that are qualified.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I mean, there was 174 of us this year in the Invitational.
Well, what they're trying to do, I think, is get more people to go to the Invitational. I guess they'll figure they'll more of them stay for the Open. You know, I don't know. It's just, because, you know, if they got that many, there's a lot of, you know, if you make that long of a trip, you know, and, you know, you're going to have to, you know, to get a bigger space, you got to pay for it anyway. But if you're going to stay for the Open, you got to pay for it too. So, and, you know, if you're going to travel that far, you may as well do both of them.
Oh, absolutely. You know, so. And I mean, that's what I told him. I said, you know, and I mean, that was kind of where I was at because, I mean, I didn't know. I went ahead and I got everything paid for, and I was waiting for my assignment and stuff, and it was almost 2 or 3 weeks before I had an assignment. And I told him, I said, you know, I said, if I'm not in the open, I said, I'm not going to go all the way up there just for the one part of it. I mean, it's just not, you know, I mean, they already had my money, and I thought, you know, there's, you know, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do just what you said to me, and you go up there and cook both of them. And, yeah. You know, because otherwise, you got to be out of there. I mean, if you only cook the Invitational, then you got to have all your stuff packed up, you know, Saturday evening and move out.
But, I don't know, can you get out Saturday evening? I don't even know if you can get out. I don't know if you. No. I don't know if they run out, or you just have to stay there.
Some of them left. Some of them left actually Saturday. Now I don't know about down in there. I mean, of course, we were kind of on the outside, but some of them left on Saturday evening. So,
well, Ruben stayed there because you know he just cooked in Invitational. He didn't cook in the open.
Yeah, they packed all their stuff up and everything, and he didn't. The people right next to us moved, and no one showed back up, and so he left his trailer right there. And they went down and helped Donnie. But, yeah, the guys right next to us, they were from New Jersey. They were gone. They left Saturday evening because they cooked just the Invitational. And it seems like there was a couple more over there where we were at that they were out of there. And then that's what the lady told me. She said, if you only cook the Invitational, then you'll have to leave Saturday. And, but, you know, no one ever went over there and messed with anybody over there. Because Ruben and I were a few spaces apart. And so he just left everything there. And no one ever said anything. So, you know, I think he was okay. Now, I don't know down in other places. I just don't know. That was, that's what we were told. And, like I said, some of them did move because I was able to see. As a matter of fact, when we were at this year, we didn't have enough room to even have our vehicle in there.
Yeah.
And the bad thing about it was we were on the very north side of that complex. And so the parking lot where they were having everybody, the Liberty parking lot, was like a mile away from where we were actually at. And I was like, you know, that's ridiculous. And so we ended up paying, there was a parking lot right up kind of adjacent from where we were at. The guy was charged us $40 for the weekend to park over there. So we ended up paying, another $40 just to park in there just because, you know, it was close. And, I mean, that was the only place, I mean, you know, that's what we had to sleep in. You know, and that's what I told him. I said, I ain't walking a stinking mile and having to walk back over here, you know.
So do y'all sleep in the parking lot?
We slept in the parking lot, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, that's probably cheaper than getting a motel and still having to pay to park to do. So.
But, you know how it is. I mean, you know, it would have been nice to, you know, to at least, you know, have that in there. And, I mean, you know, because, I mean, technically, I mean, the spots that we had, I mean, you know, if you farted very loud, I mean, hell, your damn neighbor heard you, you know, you were that damn close.
Oh yeah, that space that they give you, okay, is real small. The smallest space you get is real small. I couldn't get my stuff in it. You know, I couldn't put my my toy hauler and my truck on one of those spots. So, because I know the spot that we got last year, it was like $450 or something like that, or.
It's expensive on top of that. Well, hey, man, we've got Randy Dunn in here now, and
okay.
We're going to talk again. And so once you say on, I mean, hell, we're going to talk about Jack and stuff. I know you've kind of been up there before, so.
Been there. Been there, done that.
So let me get him in there. Let's talk a little bit about it.
All right.
Hey, Randy, you there?
Hey, I'm here. Good evening. How are you guys?
I'm good, man. I'm good. For everybody don't know, this is Randy Dunn. He's out of Flower Mound, Texas. Isn't that correct?
Yes, sir.
And he just got back from the Jack last weekend, and then you were OB&R-ing it this weekend. And I know that Brian had a – that was a kind of a big thing, wasn't it? That was with Mercury One and Glenn Beck and all that.
Yeah, it was pretty big. I think I think we served probably in excess of 200 people. It sounded like it went off really well. They really liked it. I had to leave a little bit earlier after we were done serving, but Brian posted that the attendees gave him a standing ovation, so I think they liked the barbecue.
Well, that's always good, isn't it? Let's talk about the Jack a little bit, man. I know you had a couple calls up there, and it's just a great time. And you did text as well, man. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think our section did Texas really well. I was actually we had three Texans in the first three spots, 1, 2, and 3. We had spot was Tim Lemon and Mike Cable, and they were there as two broke-ass Texans. And then Michelle and Ronnie Wade were next to us in spot two, and then we were in spot three. And as you know, Ronnie got two calls and finished third overall. So I thought, our section did a pretty good job of representing Texas.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the two broke Texans now, how did they qualify this year? Was that the Houston deal that they won?
No, they won the Kauai cook-off. The guy who won the Houston cook-off, he got there late, I think Thursday or Friday. I can't remember his name. He showed up there, and then I'm not sure where his spot was. Then there was actually a fifth team, if you count Johnny Trigg, who was there participating in the winner's circle, which had all the previous winners from since his 25th anniversary. So they had they invited back all the winners for a little special cook-off between them, too.
Okay. Yeah, and I forgot about that. Yeah, I forgot that they went out to Hawaii and did that. Someone was talking about that the other day, and we were trying to figure out how that was, and someone asked me about that, and I said, I'm not sure. And that's kind of what we had narrowed it down to, but you're exactly right. I've forgotten about the Hawaii deal that we had Texans over there cooking this year.
Ronnie got in. We're winning 7 grand champions.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah, he had the qualifiers, so.
Yeah, I've experienced a couple of butt whippings this year with him, so it's always good to see Ronnie and Michelle, and we cook a few of every year with them. I guess we cook two or three this year with them, and man, they're tough. They are tough. And
well, one of his qualifiers came at my expense because at Bossier City he beat me by 1 point, and I got beat by the legend of Ronnie Wade because he actually forgot his spices. And so he had to go around and borrow and stuff, and then he ends up getting 2 first places and beat me by a point there. Otherwise, I would have had 2 in the draw. So, but you only need one, as I've found out.
Yes, sir. That's it. So, that was great. I mean, you guys, and you had, remind me again what your two calls were in. Pork?
It was 3rd place ribs and 4th place pork.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. So, that's awesome because there was how many teams they had this year? 97, is that right?
92, 97. I'm not quite sure what the final count was, but first of all, obviously, just to qualify to be in the draw is special. And then, getting the draw from Texas is like winning the lottery. And I actually found out about it. We have our cook-off that we do in September in honor of our friend Steve Mayberry, who passed away 3-plus years ago from colon cancer. And so it was actually the weekend of our cook-off. And Friday, late Friday, Jeff Wyatt comes up and says, "You just got picked for the Jack." And I was like, you know, Jeff, I go, man, he's pulling my chain. And I said, yeah, right. When I see that online, I'll say yeah. And then I started hearing from other people, and so that's obviously the next big hurdle across is you actually get picked. And I just called my wife, said, "Got picked for the Jack. By the way, I'm going."
Yeah. Are you in or you out? No,
and
that's
I mean,
it.
Actually,
I mean, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. I was going to say actually, when I did get confirmation and saw it online, kind of took the wind out of me, and I bent over and just kind of stood there looking at the ground for a while going, oh, my God, just what just happened?
Exactly. Well, you know, and that was the deal. We had a bug unit this year, too, and, you know, and so, you know how it is. I mean, everybody's kind of watching, and you know, everybody always, you know, that's all those huge things there, and of course, we didn't have any success this year on that end of it, and hopefully maybe this year we'll get another shot at it, and, you know, maybe one of these days we'll get in. But, you know, there was about 40 of us in it from Texas, if I remember correctly. It's a bunch. And just what you said, it is like winning the lottery in Texas. And, you know, the thing about it was, it wasn't just Texas teams that was in that in Texas. I mean, you had, like, IAV30, Tom M. Guys. They won that, I think that theirs come from that Spark Bliss contest that they won down in El Paso. And, you know, so they were involved in it. And I thought, you know, that's probably our luck. Is it, you know, one of the guys that's, you know, not from Texas, they'll end up winning it. You know, take everybody else out. And, you know, of course, they were there too. And I think they were like 10th overall. So, you know, they're, I don't know if you got to meet them guys or not. They're a great group of guys. I met them. We're both sponsored by Oak Ridge Barbecue. And, they're just nice guys. And, they're heller tough too. And, but, no, I mean, that's just amazing. And, you know, one of these days, maybe, like I said, we'll get that opportunity. And like I said, you did Texas proud. Ronnie, you know, they did Texas proud. So, you know, that's great. When's your next contest?
I'm going to do Billy's Cook-Off in December.
Okay.
I got a cabin reserved for that. And I want to go. Plus, I want to support Billy, too, because he's been very supportive of us. He's been, you know, a donor for our cook-off, and so I'm going to go out there and do that. And then this last weekend, I also sent in my my entry form for Hold'em and Hit'em in Houston. I'm going to go down there and try that again. I haven't ever had much luck in Houston down south, but I'm going to give her a shot again and see what happens.
Well, there you go. Well, we were talking, you know, I'd really like to make Billy's cook-off ourselves. You know, we've got our grand, I've got a bunch of irons in the fire fixing to come up in December, and I just don't know if we're going to be able to make that one this year, but I'd really like to. There's a bunch of great guys go down there and cook. Yeah, just what you said, Billy and stuff.
Billy cooks, he makes a great fit, too, so, you know, he just does a lot of things for the industry. It's just, I want to go to that one this year, but December is a hard month for me to take off on a Saturday, Friday and a Saturday, because that's a long way. It's one of my busy months at the stores. I still hadn't decided yet, but I probably ain't going to get to make it again. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, it's like us. I mean, it's probably 350 miles for us down there. You know, like I said, I mean, we've got some irons in the fire. Matter of fact, we're going to, you know, we can't say a lot about it yet, but, you know, we're going to have some pretty good size news here in the next few months about some things. So, you know, it's all good, but, you know, you like to go down and hang out with them guys and cook, because, you know, and that'd be a tough competition, but it sure would be a lot of fun, too. Yeah, fun for everybody except for the guy that comes in dead last.
Well, you know, it's like these barbecue contests are supposed to be fun, but it's a lot more fun when you get your name called than it is when you don't get your name called. So
yeah. You're dang right about that one.
That's for sure. I got to tell you, at the awards ceremony there, we were sitting in the back, the very back, and we were actually sitting next to the guys from South Africa, and they got a call for the happiest home in the holler international team, and they were going crazy. And so, you know, and then they did the cook's choice and dessert, and then they started chicken, and we didn't get a call on chicken. And then they started doing ribs, and every time they would announce a winner, they would say, you know, third or fifth place ribs, and they would name the team name. Well, they got to third place, and they go, third place ribs. And instead of saying the team name, he goes, from Flower Mound, Texas. And Dave and I just look, kind of look at each other like, holy shit, what just happened? And and you walk up and you get your picture taken. I don't, have you, were you guys watching the video stream of it at all?
I didn't get to watch much of that. Like I said, we were trying to think what we were doing that weekend. I couldn't watch it, and I know because Daryl
was. I was at Meridian. That was you know, that's where I was at. So no, I wasn't getting to watch it. So
anyway, they you go up there, and the master distillers handing out the trophies and awards, and they take your picture, and then what they do is they hustle you around back. And behind the stage outside, they have another area set up, and then another photographer takes your picture. And so then we're walking back, like, holy crap, we just got a call to Jack, you know? And then we go back and we sit down, and they start calling Pork. And right about then, after I got the call, because people were watching, my Facebook blew up. And so I'm sitting there trying to do stuff on my phone and Facebook, and all of a sudden they go, fourth place Pork, that's the way barbecue go. And like I watched the video again. Dave pops up and he starts walking out. And he turns around. And he's looking for me, and I'm still down. And then you know we walked up and got that award. And all of a sudden, you know, it's kind of like wow, euphoria. We got two calls, and then all of a sudden, we're walking back and going, holy crap, we got a dog in the hunt here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it got serious. But my brisket ended up being middle of the pack, and my chicken was bottom third, but still finished 12th overall. It was really cool.
No, that's absolutely. I mean, that's absolutely. And you cooked. You also cooked Traders this year too, didn't you?
No, actually, I didn't. I went to the Royal, and I cooked the Royal by myself. And I was so exhausted when I got back. I didn't. I just went out and visited.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I thought someone had said you were out there. I never did see you, but. And we went over there the same way we were. I mean, you know, and I almost didn't do it. The main reason we probably went to Traders this year, you know, we did the Invitational, but was that my daughter, when we told her we were going to the Royal, and I said, all right, and I said, I'll tell you what. I said, you can cook the kids' queue at the Royal. And she's like, all right, great. And, you know, she's 9 years old. And, you know, so we went up there and cooked the Invitational Open. And then, heck, I mean, we got home on Monday afternoon, and I mean, I'm wore out. It's like what you said. We got home like at 6:30, and I thought she might, you know, kind of, like, back off. And she like, no, I don't want to cook. And I was like, well, we're going to Traders. So we loaded up Friday night, and we headed out there for her to cook. And so, you know, but how, you know, how do you tell them they're up? No, I mean, or something like that. I mean, it's like, you know, I wish that I was 9 years old and said that I cooked at the American Royal and Traders and, you know, all that stuff. So that was her second year to cook Traders, and she really loved it last year. So, you know, I mean, what the heck? I mean, that's what it's about, is family and kids and all that end of it. And so,
I was just beat because I signed up for the Royal, and then the person who was going to go help me couldn't go, and so I ended up going by myself, and Kevin Riley's brother did my running for me, but I was so exhausted at the end of the first day, I really didn't even care about doing the Open, and I called my wife. She's like, oh, you're up there, just, you know, suck it up and do it. It's like, And so actually what I did was I turned in on the second day, and I packed everything up and took off, and I made it home in 9.5 hours. And I called on the way back Tony Williams and Brian Huss, and for not caring, I finished 137th out of 500 and something. So, but I was just, it was good because I needed that before going to the Jack. I had done Bedford early September, and I did pretty well there. I finished 11th out of whatever number of teams, 90-some teams there. But at the Royal, I had some problems, and it really gave me the chance to correct some things going to the Jack, and it made all the difference in the world, obviously, in my pork. So that was a good thing that came out of it.
No, and I mean, you know, and that's the deal. I mean, and that's kind of where we were at. I was slated to cook over at Bedford, and like I said, I mean, we got our stuff turned in, and I had stuff for Bedford, and you know, we were supposed to have till, you know, like September or something to, you know, the beginning of September to pay for everything. And so, you know, I was trying to kind of stagger that stuff out. And, you know, then we got the email and the phone call, you know, from the Royals, like, you know, we're filling up. If you want to cook the open, you know, we got to have your money like in a couple of days. It's like, okay. And then literally within a few hours, I get the next damn email, and it's from Bedford. It's like, well, we're filling up, and if you want, you know, we got to have your money tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, people.
So
I can't do all of this.
You were on that road at the Royal out there where like Skip Hayden and Larry Griggs and all those guys along that road where I think you just could put your rig in, right, and you had to park somewhere else.
Yeah, we were on that north side out there. Matter of fact, and, you know, it was kind of loaded with Texans. I mean, we had Ruben Rentoneras and Brady Phillips, me, and then Jack Wagon Grillers. They were out there, there was just kind of a line of us, and, it was good, but, yeah, it was, sure was tight, and, you know, lots of togetherness out there, but, you know, we had a good time. Like I said, I mean, you know, that's kind of like us. I mean, you know, my nemesis in Kansas City has been chicken, and, as a matter of fact, it's cost me some contests and chicken, and we did the Invitational, and we got our results that day. You know, I looked down and I was like, crap, we had an 18th. We were 18th in chicken. So I was like, what the hell happened there?
Great.
So, well, you know,
when Billy's cook-off, I got to remember how to cook an IBCA cook-off, because the last time I did one was May. So
yeah,
got to remember how to cook half a chicken.
Well, you know, that's kind of the way it was for us. I mean, the last, you know, we cooked the Sam's Club Challenge in Albuquerque, and then we advanced from there, and we went to Vegas and cooked. Well, no, I cut back. We did the Sam's Club Challenge, and then, of course, we advanced to Vegas, but then the next weekend they had one in Midland, Texas, at Kansas City. So we went down there and cooked with them guys, Ernest Cervantes and Mo and all them boys. They all showed up down there. We cooked down there. And then I guess a month later, we went to Vegas and cooked out there. And so that was kind of like I said, I mean, Bedford, I had planned on it being my practice before the Royal. And, you know, so I hadn't cooked a Kansas City contest, you know, from April. And then, you know, said we went straight in, you know, October into cooking, you know, Kansas City again. And same thing, I mean, you know, you're sitting there trying to remember, you know, how everything worked, what you did, and you got all your notes and stuff, and you're thinking, man, I sure wish I'd, you know, gotten to cook one more before we'd gone up here. But, you know, like I said, I mean, it was one of those things. It was a turning point for us in chicken because, I mean, the next day in the open, we were still like 150th in chicken, so we were still kind of top end of that. And I thought, well, heck. You know, I feel a little bit better now about chicken. Of course, it probably cost me everything else. So, you know how that is. It's like you figure something out and everything else goes to pot.
Well, you need to come to our cook-off next year.
To the Steve Mayberry?
Yeah. We had a good – this is the third year for it. And we had 51 teams this year. And it's a state championship, so it's a qualifier. We do 100% payback, plus we had some added money, so I think our payout was $6,600, and we had set it to pay to five places because we'd had 20 and 19 teams the two previous years, and then it blew up, and so a first place meet, you made $867, so
wow.
We were pretty good payouts this year. And then we have a state cook-off on Friday night that Brett Galloway manages, and then we had a kids pork chop cook-off on Friday night too, so it's right. Really grown. We got room to grow too, so we're pretty excited about it. Next year we have some more people helping us out and trying to make it bigger and better. So
Well, yeah, I know that, like, Ty Hill and some of them guys go down there. We cook together, you know, a couple times a year. And I think he was there this year. And, you know, a bunch of them boys. And I like to get over there times a year and y'all's part of the world and cook just because, I mean, it's a little different. And, you know, you always learn something a little bit. So, yeah, and that was in September, is that right?
Yeah, it was actually the weekend after Bedford, but we're looking to move it out a couple weeks or so to get a little bit cooler weather. It wasn't quite as hot as Bedford, but it was still pretty warm, and so we're going to try and move it out a couple weeks and see if we can get a little bit cooler weather, too.
Well, you know, and that's the deal. I mean, of course, you know, it gets a little closer over there, and, you know, one of these days, man, if I can get another pit, you know, it'd be nice to, you know, to even just, you know, if you went over there, you know, and did Bedford or something like that and just leave your pit for a week with somebody, you know, or a couple weeks and come back over there and not have to drag a pit, too, you know, that's the thing. I mean, you know, we've drugged ours, you know, like I said, to Vegas this year and Mountain Royal and you know, you're dragging things everywhere you go. It's like, man, you know, you know, it just went one of those years, and, you know, to be honest with you, the two things that happened to us this year that, I hate to say this, but in ways that, you know, I said we were in them drawing the jack, and then, you know, of course, like I said, we made it to the regionals in Sam's Club, and, you know, it was almost, you know, kind of good that not all that materialized, because I don't know what the hell we would have done either. Because, you know, it's all, you know, one of those things, you know, like a once-in-a-lifetime shot. And everything's in October. And it's like, you know, crud. You know, how the heck are you going to do all this?
And, well, yeah, I won, you know, I won the West Cook-Off that got me into the draw. And by winning that, it also qualified me for that World Food Championship in Las Vegas. And there's just like, there's no way I could do that. There's just too much going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, and, you know, that's it. I mean, you start looking at it, you know, and that's one thing that I wish, you know, that, you know, maybe some of that stuff would get spaced out a little bit, because, I mean, you know, you look like the month of October. I mean, you've got the National Santa Club Challenge, you've got the Jack, you've got the Royal, you've got Traders, you got Meridian. I mean, you know, it's just all there. And, I mean, you know, it's not all on the same scale of each other, but, you know, for us in Texas, you know, Traders and, you know, Meridian's always, you know, big deals for all of us down here. And then, like I said, then you've got these other contests that, you know, are just huge. And you're sitting there thinking, you know, how in the hell do you do all of that? And, you know, so, you know, in ways it was, you know, a blessing some of that didn't, you know, materialize, because I probably would have been divorced by now if it was.
Well, you know, you got another wild card next year, because from what I heard, it's not going to be a Traders, right? They're going to do the added money cook-off at another pit or move it around. That's what
I
heard.
Well,
yeah,
they talked about a little bit about that, and, of course, the promoter at Traders Village was talking about that. And, you know, so, yeah, you know, that, you know, that part right there, I mean, if they take it to San Antonio or to Houston, I mean, you know, that's going to be tough on us way out here. I mean, you know, that's one thing I can say about the Dallas, you know, Grand Prairie area, that, you know, it's pretty well central for everybody in the state, you know, to cook. And, you know, you start moving it way down there, and then, I mean, that's, you know, that's a long haul for all of us. And, you know, of course, I mean, there's not a lot of us that go out there from here, but, you know, still, I, you know, I like to cook it, and, you know, we've got lots of good friends and stuff out there. So I hope that they don't do that, to be honest. But they probably will. So, and then, you know, of course, they've got that Shotgun Fred cook-off, and end of February, March, they're going to have a Kansas City cook-off at Huntsville this year, or next year, I mean. And I'd really like to go down and cook it. And then, of course, you got all the Western stuff going on around that time, too. So, you know, there's some really big contests and some really good cook-offs coming up this next year.
Well, I would expect after what happened last year that the West cook-off will probably be big.
Yes, I do.
So I would say if you're going to go to that, you probably want to get your entry, and I'll probably get mine in just to make sure I get my spot again. But I'm thinking that I haven't heard who's going to be running it, because obviously three of the people who were affected were heavily involved with that, with Cody Dragoo being, I think, the main one. And so I'm not sure who's going to be running that, but I get the indication it's going to be, you know, somewhat emotional and pretty big. So
yes,
we'll see what happens.
Well, I mean, there's just, you know, and yeah, that, you know, and I've had friends go down there and cook that one, and that's what he's been one of those kind of contests down there too. And then, yeah, just what you said with everything happening and all that down there, I mean, that was terrible. And, you know, yeah, that's what I've always told everybody. You know, I was a volunteer fireman for years, and, you know, you just can't imagine, you know, a little community like that getting hit that hard with something like that. I mean, that's just devastating. And, you know.
Well, and if you see it firsthand, it's even more amazing, because I went down on Friday to help out with OBR, and we made up some breakfast tacos and stuff. And Brian said, well, why don't you go with those guys in the truck? They're going to go feed the personnel on the perimeter. So I was like, okay. So we're handing out stuff, and all of a sudden then we went into the town, and we were right there by those apartment buildings, and you can't imagine. What's really amazing is that people survived that, you know,
yes,
that apartment building, but just to be right next to it and the devastation stuff and seeing houses blown off their foundation, man. And then talking with people, you know, Ronnie and Michelle saying, you know, they felt the earth move at their house in Hillsboro. I mean, it's just,
yeah,
you know, it's just amazing. So I'm thinking it's going to be pretty big and pretty emotional this year at that cook-off.
Yeah, well, and like I said, I mean, you know, one of those communities that, you know, they can use a lot of that kind of support and stuff like that. I mean, it's just huge. And, I mean, you know, it's like what we were talking about, the LVR, you know, earlier. I mean, you know, that was just, you know, amazing. Brian and everybody that got to go down there and help cook and that and help everybody. And, you know, and that's, you know, that's a great thing with OBR. And, you know, that's why you know, that's kind of near and dear to me. And then guys, and Brian and I've talked some about it, just, you know, we've talked, you know, that, you know, out my way, if, you know, something goes on or something like that, that, you know, it'd be a little easier for me to kind of coordinate and do some things out this way. And, you know, Brian's like, you know, hey, you know, it'd be great, you know, you could be a runner with a trailer, or, you know, meet some more guys out our way. So I'm hoping to get a little bit more involved in that end of it too. So, like I said, it's a great cause, and it's great people, and, you know, we went over and hung out with them. I guess it was Saturday night at the Royal. We hung out with the guys from the Shed and Brian and them after awards. And, of course, Brad was great. He signed my daughter's, she had a ribbon from the kids' cook-off, and he wrote her a nice little deal on it, and, you know, took pictures with them, and you know, just made her day, and you know, I was just, you know, just a bunch of great people, and, you know, that's what it's all about. I mean, it's great that, you know, the barbecue community that can go and help on those things and stuff, do stuff like that, because, you know, there's not many people out there anymore that, you know, do those kind of things. And so, you know, I just think it's a spectacular thing. So,
just one final note on the Jack. If you ever do get to go, I recommend everybody to experience everything. Do the parade. We went up to Barbecue Hill for the dinner, but we didn't stay because we were cooking and we didn't want to get hung up there. But I mean, experience everything you can. Go around and meet as many people as you can. Meet the volunteers; they're all great. Go experience the city. You know, it's just a little city. Go up to the square. Just do everything you can, because it's great.
No, I can only imagine, man. I can only imagine. You know, I've talked to several of the guys, and, you know, we were on Chris Chadwick's show earlier in the week, and, you know, I guess you probably met them Southern Crunk boys, didn't you? Randy and Al.
I might have.
Andy.
I might have. I don't remember everybody I met, but I did call into John's show, John Reeves.
Yeah.
And we were talking for a while, and then all of a sudden somebody else came on, and all of a sudden they just, like, segued into Texas Tech football, and I said, got to go.
Yeah, they do a little bit
actually,
more.
Actually, I said, guys, you guys keep talking Tech football. I got to go.
Yeah, they do a little bit of tailgating and that stuff. We compete with them, you know, a little bit every year, and they're a good bunch of guys. But they're yeah, they've got a little bit different format, and you know, us around here, we're pretty much for the most part, we're pretty much diehard just barbecue guys, and you know,
yeah.
We like to compete and you know, kind of get around. Like I said, you know, we like to cook, you know, our main sanction is probably IBTA, but you know, we do cook, you know, several Kansas City a year and a little bit of Lone Star. We just don't have as much Lone Star out this way anymore, and you know, I don't know what's going to happen with all that. You know, that's kind of it. Really, kind of died down this year, and you know, but
yeah, and I saw that like, Lynn had posted that Pat Nicholas passed away last week.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, I think that they're going to, is it Tuesday, I believe, that they're having the service and stuff, is that right? I'm trying to think, I read that earlier, I know Harvey posted it, and a couple other people posted it, and I think that's right, I think for some reason, I think the service is something like Tuesday or something, they're going to have all of that, so, you know, just, you know, you know, great people, and I mean, you know, they started some, you know, really great organizations. You know, hats off to a lot of them because I mean, he gave us something to do on our weekends, you know, and lets us get out there and compete and barbecue and, you know, I don't know. There's not to me. There's not much of a better sport anymore, to be honest with you. I enjoy it probably more than I do about anything. So,
and we could have worse habits.
Yes. Yes, I think you're right. And, you know, like I said, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, it is like a big family. And, you know, you get out there, I mean, there's always some boneheaded guys or people. But, you know, for the most part, you know, everybody will help each other. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's just one of those things. I mean, it's pretty amazing to be in a competitive sport like this is, and it has become, I mean, because it is very competitive, and a lot of people don't realize how competitive this thing is, but, you know, the thing about it is, I mean, it's like on Friday nights, everybody can hang out, have a good time, and, you know, shoot the bulls, and then, you know, come Saturday, I mean, it's business, and, you know, but it's, you know, it seemed like in the wars and stuff, I mean, you know, you cheer on your rivals and stuff, I mean, you know, and, you know, hell, it's just good. I mean, you know, there's not a whole hell of sports you can do that with. So.
Yeah, well, if I look back over this last year, I mean, for me, it was a really good year. I mean, so far it's been, I had 2 grands, a reserve. I think I was top 10 in every other contest except for the Booby Q. I did that one in Arlington and then at Bedford, but I was 11th out of 90-some teams. But going back the year before that, or actually even back, you know, we started 10 years ago, and there was 3 of us, and then Steve Mayberry moved to Washington, and so it was just the Dave Calvary and I cooking, and then 2 years ago, his wife Kelly, who's a head judge for IBCA, she really wanted to get into it too, so it was time we decided to go separate teams, and last year, I had a lot of life things going on, but I was really missing the camaraderie, and I was having a hard time at cook-offs. And at the end of the year, I was trying to decide, well, you need to either decide whether you still want to do this or stop. And so I decided, you know, I'm going to still do it. I've got a lot of friends out there. There's people to hang out with, and I just want to be focused and be consistent. And obviously it's paid off this year. But for me, the point you made, it's camaraderie and being around people. It's not just going out and sitting in your trailer or your canopy and cooking and not talking about it. I got to be hanging out with people and talking and shooting bull and just, you know, that's, to me, that's, you know, the cooking is great and the awards. But for me, too, it's the big part is just hanging out with everybody and having fun.
Absolutely, and then, you know, and that's the thing, and that's what a lot of people understand. I mean, you know, it's something that's very special, and you know, I think that's unique to our sport, and you know, I think that that's, you know, just one of those great aperitures about it, that, you know, that you can do that. And like I said, I mean, you know, people don't understand how competitive this is. I mean, you know, how much every one of us want to win, or, you know, whatever. But, you know, like I said, it, you know, at the you know, at the awards, I mean, you're cheering. I mean, you're cheering everybody on, and I mean, hell, you know, you're glad to see them get up there, and you're with, you know, so it's, you know, good to see, you know, your friends, or, you know, hell, a lot of times it's damn rivals, but I mean, you know, it's great. I mean, you know, and I don't know. I just, I like I said, I hadn't found anything that I can ever say that, you know, I played sports and stuff in school, and I was always competitive. I mean, whether, you know, it was you and I out fishing on the lake, I mean, hell, I mean, there was going to be a contest over it somehow or another, but, you know, it just, you know, you fellowship, and, you know, it's like this weekend. I mean, perfect example. I mean, you know, I forgot some beef broth, and, you know, we're in Kroll, Texas, you know, and it's, you know, 10 o'clock at night. I mean, there's really no place to go unless you want to drive for a while and, you know, and go over and ask your neighbor, like, hey, man, you got some rough? Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, well, why? What do you want it for? Well, you know why I need it, so. And they're like, yeah, you know, and I mean, you know, you can't, you know, there's not a lot of sports, you know, where you can just go and, you know, ask some of your friends, like, hey, man, oops, I forgot something, and, you know, they'll take care of it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know,
everything you need.
You know, everybody's there to help each other, and, you know, I'll tell you what, one of the big things, and he was there this weekend, I'm at U5, probably have ran into him, is Royce Williams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I first started, you know, my first contest, I think we went to San Angelo, Texas. I mean, of course, we did nothing. And, you know, you're sitting there because, you know, obviously, Lone Star, I mean, if you're not top 10, I mean, you're just kind of out there. And, you know, so, you know, nothing. And, you know, you're sitting there contemplating, like, okay, well, does my barbecue really just suck? Or, you know, what did I do wrong here? And, you know, so we went to another contest. And, matter of fact, Taylor Fox was the head judge on it. And I didn't get there till late that night. I didn't get in there till like 9 or 10. And, you know, it's wet. It's like February or March. It's, you know, kind of miserable. There was snow on the ground in places going down there. And, you know, and so we go in there and we start cooking. Tyler told me, he said, hi. He said, this man's going to come over and see you in the morning. And I said, oh, really? And he said, yes, sir. He said, I'll suggest you one thing. He said, if the man offers any advice, listen to him. I said, I'm all for it. He said, he's been cooking for over 20 years. And I said, great, send him over. And I'll never forget this in my life, is that Royce came over the next morning, he introduced himself, and we talked a little bit. And I think we turned in chicken already. And he said, well, he said, can I try your chicken? And I said, sure. And so I gave him a bite of chicken. I'm sitting there, and I'm cringing, like, hell, you know. And he's like, well, he said, I'll tell you this. He said, there's nothing wrong with chicken. I said, really? He said, no. He said, that's good chicken. I said, okay. And so he went and handed some business stuff. He come back after the rib turn-in. We ain't come over and he tried a rib. He's like, well, he said, I would like to offer a little bit of advice about your ribs. And I said, okay. He said, you do these couple little things right here. And he said, I think you'll have a little better luck. And I said, okay. And so we went to awards, and sure enough, we had like a sixth or seventh place in chicken that day. We actually beat him in chicken, and I said, I was like, damn, that's good, that's great. And I come home that weekend, and I kind of implemented his advice on ribs. And next contest we went to, we went first place in ribs. And I thought, man, ain't no telling how much money that man just saved me. So, you know, it was great. I mean, you know, something I got, you know, information I got in my second contest I'd ever cooked that was, it was invaluable. And,
yeah,
you know, and I seen him, matter of fact, he, you know, of course, his wife passed away last December, and so he'd been gone. I hadn't really seen him around, and he was there in Kroll this weekend. We got to talk a little bit, and it was good to see him. He's looking good again, and getting to cook a little bit. So, you know, it's just one of those things. And, you know, like you said, you get to fellowship with them guys. And, matter of fact, he come over. He offered me a little advice about brisket this weekend because, you know, I don't know if you heard earlier, but I've never, in 2.5 years that I've been cooking, ever been turned back on a brisket box. You know, I've cringed every time I've turned one in, you know, on the thickness of slices. But I've never been turned back. Well, I had a friend of my, one of the girls who works with my wife, her husband's always wanted to go this, so I took him with me this weekend, and he went and turned it in. There he comes back. He comes back with a box. I was in there, oh, the walk of shame. I was like, oh, man. And he's like, well, set these two slices too thick. And I'm looking at them. I mean, they're all, I mean, they're just, I mean, I don't know. You had to get a micrometer out on them things if they were sitting close. I was sitting there looking at them. I'm thinking, really? So I pulled those two slices out. I put two more in there. I sent him back and looked up. A couple minutes later, he comes that box again. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And he's like, all right, she's saying this one now. And I'm like, ugh. And so I'm sitting there, and I don't have enough time to do anything else. I'm like, so I stuck those two. I stuck two slices that she told me was too thick. I stuck them back in the box, and I went with her. And I thought, I just want to see this. And she gave them the second time, and everything was good. And I thought, okay, thanks.
you can't call it that close. I mean, if they're obviously too thick, you got to call it. But if they're,
Yeah, and so, I mean, you know, there was like 3 or 4 people who didn't get their, I mean, they did not get their brisket turned in. And I was like, well, that was one of those days. But, you know, I guess Royce, he'd been watching what was going on. And so, he, you know, he had stopped by camp afterwards and kicked me a little bit about it. And I was like, yeah. He said, well, next time you know what to do, don't you? And I'm like, no, I have a clue what, you know. And he said, well, get you a spatula and just flatten them out a little bit. And put them back in. I said, oh, really? Yep. He said, I do it all the time. I said, I never heard of that one. I was like, man, I'd be afraid to do it. I mean, they were, you know, taking that brisket 205 to or better yesterday, and I was like,
yeah,
I don't know, man.
Pretty tender.
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting there like, oh, really? He said, yeah, just smash them out a little bit. He said, put them back in. He said, it'll go. If I ever run into this again, I might try this. I might try it on a practice piece, I guess, but. You know, I was like, I just, you know, I never have. I mean, you know, we've always tried to be, you know, pretty good on that end of it. And I just, you know, I was sitting there. When he came back that second time, I was just sitting there. I thought, you know, once was bad, but twice, you know, and thank goodness, you know, I wasn't but, you know, 20 yards or so from turning. So, I mean, you know, that was the only thing that I had in my favor, but I thought, okay, this is the first. This has never happened. And, you know, so, well, you know, you live, you learn. You know, at some point it's going to happen. I mean, everybody's had it happen to them. And,
you got
to,
it's
know,
a game of adapting. It's a game of adapting, and you roll with it and move on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I found it funny. Like, you put those same flashes back in, or she didn't like them before. I was like, well, we ain't got more time. We're fixing to find out how bad they are, you know. And she put her gauge back on them. Like, okay, we're good. And she said, well, you might want to slice a little thinner. And I was like, how much thinner do you want them things? They're pretty thin.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there watching the gauge, and I'm thinking, yeah. So, you know, we'll see. Well, I said, congrats, buddy, on that. I think that's that was a great thing. I mean, to get to go to the Jack, and then, you know, number two, have a couple of calls. I mean, you're absolutely right. You know, one call or something like that is, you know, awesome. And then, yeah, you get two, and it's like, holy shit. So.
Well, I tried to share as much as I could. And, you know, next year, if somebody gets the nod around here, I'll be cheering for them and offer up any advice or information that I can, and then hopefully, you know, Texas will get a good showing again next year.
Well, that's it. I mean, it'd be great. It would really be great, you know. And so, well, hey, we've got a matter of fact, looks like we might have a Chris Chadwick. Did you get to meet him? How you were there? some of the barbecue superstar guys? Did you get to meet any of them?
Somebody came around. I think I did. To be honest with you, I mean, I think he stopped by. But to be honest with you, I met so many people. I'd probably have to see a face again and say, hey, I'm
I understand. I know exactly what
so,
you mean by that.
I appreciate you contacting me, let me come on. And again, it was fun. If I can offer up anything to anybody, whoever gets called next year, advice, information, and I'll be pulling for them to get two or more calls myself.
Well, oh, absolutely. And like I said, I mean, yeah, I'll have to look into that. Get down there and cook with you guys some a little bit more next year maybe, and we'll get together. And, you know, I would love for you to – you're welcome to come on the show anytime. You know, matter of fact, when you get ready on that Mayberry deal, why don't we get together and we'll even get on here and we'll promote it some and get it out there. And I'll do everything you can on that. Okay?
All right.
Thank you, Randy.
Have a good evening. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right, guys. Well, see if we'll that was Randy Dunn. He was at the Jack this year and had a great deal. And so it was good to talk to him. And I think we've got Chadwick in the house right now, I think. Is that you, Chadwick?
That's me, brother. What's going on tonight?
Well, not much, man. It's been kind of an easy night tonight. I mean, hadn't been much pressure for once. So everything's board's been running decent. Well,
I wouldn't know how to act, man. That's awesome. I tell you, everything works a little better with a little pressure, a little stress,
yeah,
a little pressure. We got to make it work.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of glad it's not tonight for once. Of course, you know, we haven't had probably many people in tonight, but, you know, it's been kind of good. I mean, just kind of sit around. And I said we had Ray Ballmer in. We talked a little bit about the hog cook-off this weekend and a little about everything else. And then Randy Dunn from Flower Mound over there, you know, he's one of our Texas teams that was at the Jack this year. I think he was 12th overall and had a couple calls in pork and ribs, and it was good.
Man, that's awesome. I know. I tell you what, the Jack Daniels is where it was at, Lance Moore. Let me tell you, last weekend, I mean, it was huge. It was wild. It was crazy. Smoke was in the air. You could just feel the electricity, I'm telling you. I mean, it was a one-of-a-kind world championship barbecue cook-off. You had 22 international teams there. Cooking up flavors with flair, different profiles from all over the world. I mean, you had 50 of the best teams across the nation cooking there. I mean, they were letting the smoke roll. It was a phenomenal thing to see and be at, I'm telling you. And as barbecue superstars, you're part of the barbecue superstars family. We were the first, we were actually the innovators, the first ones to actually televise, shoot the awards live as it happened. I mean, you had a couple second delay in there, but it was shot and broadcast live all over the world wide web right there on barbecuesuperstars.com. And I'm telling you, it was something to see, something to do. It was great. I mean, it really was. And I'm very proud to be a part of that. We just, like I say, had a huge time. It was an awesome thing to do, an awesome feeling to feel. It's something you got to do, just like the American Royal. When you was at the American Royal, you know, when it's the same thing right there at the Jack. I mean, it was huge. So I had to call in and see what was going on tonight with you. I always like to support all my brothers in the show business. You know, it's hard to do sometimes. You know, we've got something going on all the time. If it's not filling out papers, it's trying to get things done. So, you know, it's just wide open, let me tell you.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you. No, that's it. I mean, it's the way it's been here. I mean, we've just, you know, to be honest with you, I've been kind of lazy today. I don't do that very often, but We got home last night. I just got home about 10:30 or so, and my butt was dragging, and I packed into the driveway and kind of looked at everything and said, "The hell with it. I'll worry about it tomorrow."
Tomorrow, that's right. You got to do that kind of thing. And so, I think we're all guilty of that. I don't know anybody that never has done that. You know, sometimes you just feel that way and you got to do it.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it.
That is exactly right. We had a good time and introduced a new guy to competition barbecue. I think he may be hooked. That's what I told him. I said, our wives worked together and that's kind of how it all started. And we got talking about it here a couple months ago, and he said, "You've ever gone over and cooked that?" And I said, "Yes, sir." I said, "I cooked it last year." And he said, "Man," he said, "I seen that on like the Texas Reporter or something." And he said, "Man, I've always wanted to go to that." And I said, "Well," I said, "we'll go." And we did. And he just fit in. He jumped right in there with everybody. And Friday night, I thought I had the mayor with me. And he was out meeting everybody and having a good time and talking and he made a hand. So I told him, I said, "I'll get one of these guys that builds pits." I said, to call up there to their work, you know, next week or something and say, "Hey, you know, your pits are ready, you know, I need about, you know, $10,000 for that cooker. Let's see what kind of reaction we get out of your wife."
Yeah, I hear you.
He's like, "Yeah." He said, "I damn sure do it." I said, "Well," I said, "hell, we got to have a little bit of fun with something." And I said, "Hell, she might just say, okay, all right. Hell, you're cooking after that, buddy."
Mercy.
So,
well, I'll tell you what, it's a pleasure when you got somebody that goes with you that wants to go and wants to help and wants to learn. You know, there's not a lot of people out there, but once they go once and they see what it's all about, then they're hooked.
Yes,
and
sir.
They want to go back, and they just don't know until they go. So if they don't want to know what it's like, don't go, because if they do, it's over.
Yes, sir. I mean, that's exactly it. And that's what I told him. I said, "You're welcome to my camp anytime." And I said, "Now, Saturday," I said, "I'm going to work your butt off." I said, "You're going to be running trays." And that was no deal for him. I mean, yeah, like I said, it all went smoothly, all except for that one little brisket hang-up that we had. And I don't know what the hell that was about.
What happened?
You probably didn't hear it earlier. Well, you know, in Texas and IBCA and in Lone Star, you know, we have that, you know, 1/4-inch to 3/8-inch rule on, you know, brisket. Well, I get our slice, and I mean, it's, you know, like I normally do. And I send him in another tray. Well, hell, I look up, and he's coming back from my tray.
Right.
And I was like, son of a bitch, you know. I've never had a tray come back. And so he's coming back, and I'm thinking, no way. So he's like, "All right, buddy." He said, these two slices right here, she's saying, are too thick. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, what the hell? She got a damn micrometer in there or what? Because you can't even tell the difference.
Right.
And so I'm like, all right. So I took him out, and I sliced two more, and I put him in there, and I sent him back on his way. About 3 minutes later, I look up, and he's coming back with the damn tray again.
Really?
And I'm thinking, son of a bitch. I was like, well, this is bad enough. I mean, this is, you know, I've never had it happen. I mean, you
right.
know, and I've cooked some really big contests, and I've cooked with some pretty tough damn judges. And I'm sitting there thinking, you got to be shitting me twice. You know, of course, you know, everybody's looking, you know, now, you know, they're watching. I'm thinking, damn it. And so, I mean, I'm running out of time. I ain't got enough time to be screwing around with any more slices. So
right.
The two slices I just took out, I put them back in the damn box.
Right, right.
And so I thought, hell, I'm going with you this time because I want to see what the hell. And so we go back in there, and she gets her damn gauge out again. She checks them. She's like, okay, you're good. She goes, you might want to slice those a little thinner next time. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm sitting there going, yeah. And, you know, we got it turned in, but, I mean, hell, I had my box open like four different damn times yesterday, jacking with slices. You know how it is. I mean, after you go to screwing with it the first time, I mean, it's just not the same. And so I'm sitting there thinking, nah, the mighty. It's
drying out.
You're swapping them around. That's right.
Getting cold.
Yeah, I mean, those other two slices have been laying there for a few minutes, and I'm sitting there thinking, we were 12th place in brisket, and I'm thinking, hell, we were pretty unlucky probably to get fat yesterday, but, you know, I had a good brisket.
I'd be dropping that in some sauce and whipping it back up.
That's right. She in Kansas City can do that, you know. And I guess if you're really, really careful, you might be able to do it in IBCA or Lone Star, but you better be good about it. That's what I'll say to you.
I hear you. But you just never know how that's going to lay out sometimes.
Yeah, I thought, man, I cannot believe it. You know, not once but twice in the same damn contest, first time I've ever been sent back. And I'm sitting there thinking, shit. Okay, well, I ain't got a choice. And I think that there was three or four teams that did not get their boxes turned in. She turned them away, and they didn't have enough time to get their meat back in. And
yeah, that's got to be bad.
You know, and so then they had like three DQs on chicken. And, you know, of course, I mean, you know. But I had one of the guys that, you know, I run with. And it was kind of funny because he was fretting about the chicken yesterday. And I said, well, so what the hell is your deal? And he's like, man, that bird was 162 when I turned in. I said, yeah. They said, man, it's going to get DQ'd. And I said, how is he going to get DQ'd? He said, I'm telling you. He said, man, I'll DQ that. And I said, shit, I've turned him in any colder than that, buddy. I said, worried about 162. He's like, well, I guess I'll get in the rest. I said, I guarantee you, you're probably good all the way around on that one. Don't worry about it.
Right.
And he's like, well, and I was like, sure enough, I think he hit third place. And I'm looking, I was like, yeah, you're what word? I said, he said, well, what is your temp to? I said, you know what? I said, I probably hadn't temped four or five birds in the entire time I've been cooking. I said, I don't care.
I hear you.
I said, I run a time on them, and I said, if I know my pets, you know, in that range, I don't worry about it. And I said, yesterday, and to be honest with you, it was like my chicken yesterday. One time, I don't know what was going on. My damn pit jumped up to about 400 degrees.
Really?
And I looked in there, and I had two of them that the skin broke on the damn chicken. I mean, that shit was sizzling. And I said, son of a bitch. It's not going to be good. And
Can you turn them in when the skin broke on them?
Yeah, you can turn them in. They just, you know how this presentation is not as pretty. And,
well,
you know, of course, I mean, once you glaze them, I mean, that helps a little bit. But, you know, when you run kind of a thin glaze, you know, you can see it. You know, and my glazes are pretty transparent. So, you know, you can see those defects. And, you know, and so I was sitting there, I was thinking, dang. But I had two other, you know, of course, I generally cook 3 to 4 whole chickens. And, you know, so that gives me, you know, 6 to 8 halves. And,
right.
Because, you know, like I said, I mean, you know, hell, chicken's, you know, still relatively cheap. And, I mean, you know, I mean, hell, I mean, that, you know, that can be a $300 to $500 bird. So,
right,
you know,
right.
Hell, it's worth, you know, it's worth investing in a little bit.
Let me ask you something on the bird real quick. Do you have to turn in the left and right side? Or can you turn in two lefts, two rights?
Turn in it has to be two half chickens.
Okay. Well, I just didn't know, but there's no garnish in the box or anything.
No. Nope.
That's correct,
and,
right?
And, I mean, that's the only time you turn in two halves is if you have over 50 teams. So, generally, you just turn in half. So,
the wing tip has to be intact.
Now, here's a little, yes. In IBCA, it has to have a wing tip. Lone Star changed their rules this last year. It does not have to have the wingtip anymore. So it has changed a little bit. Same thing with Lone Star, too, is that two cooks can cook on one pit, where IBCA,
right,
only one cook can cook on a pit. So there's probably your two main differences between the two sanctioning bodies.
Okay.
So everything else is, everything else is the same. Hell, you should have seen those damn ribs I turned in yesterday. Man, they were little. I mean, you know, they were good size and fat, but just the length of them, man, they were short. They were
right,
kind of like a, well, no, you weren't there for that. Panhandle, I turned in some, and the head judge looked at me and said, those baby backs? I said, no, they're not baby backs. Said, look at that bone, it's flat. It ain't round.
Right.
And I said, it's not curled. I said, okay. And I said, uh-huh. She goes, man, them small. Well, I had another rack yesterday that was small like that. They're good ribs, and they just, you know, didn't have a lot of height to them. I guess, you know, just
right,
we were trying to cut them.
They were cut short on the cage, maybe? Or
yep,
the smallest
pig. Yep, short. You know, and so I had two other ones that were real big, but they just didn't render out. I mean, I felt that they were just a little too tight for Texas-style ribs. And
what's your time frame on your on a Texas-style rib? Are you doing
a
3-2-1 kind of version, or...?
No, I'm doing more of a 3-3, or actually, I say that about 2.5, and then a 3 wrapped, and then I've got about a half an hour or two for my saucing and stuff.
Saucing, yeah, well, basically, yeah, I agree with that, too. But a lot
of them
call it 3-2-1, you know, 3 hours, 2 hours, 1 hour. But 1 hour setting glaze is too dang long. It dries them out.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, generally 30 minutes, 45 to 30 minutes. And generally my glazing is about a 30-minute, and then that gives me about a 15-minute cut. You know, I've got time to, you know, kind of go through things and get them boxed and that end of it, and then, you know, head to turn it. So yesterday, see, last year when I was over there, I had problems with ribs not getting done. And so I thought, hell, I'm going to bump it up 30 minutes, and if I get them done before that, I'll just I'll leave them pan for a little bit, and then I'll pull them out and, you know, do my glazing. And I kissed my butt. I did damn near didn't get it done again this year. And when we went into the wards, do what?
I said, I agree with you. I'm telling you, every time I try to time that stuff out on them ribs, I never get them done. I know the feeling. It's terrible. And I know we've got listeners out there that does that too. You know, they try to hit them ribs and pull them off and slice them and put them right in that box, turn them in and be as hot, as fresh as it can possibly be. But I'm telling you what, there's a fine line between tough and not done and right on the money. And it's hard to hit that. I don't care. You can time it with a Timex. Every cook, and it's going to be different.
And, you know, and so I'm sitting there, and I cut the first two racks, and I've got, you know, Larry, he's tasting them. And, you know, he takes that personally. He's like, hell. And I said, yeah. I said, I watched him when you bit it. But it's got just a little too much tug for Texas. Now, Kansas City, they've probably been all right. And so I cut that second rack, and he's like, oh, that's a lot better. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, man, I'm not even sure about that one, to be honest. And so I cut that last rack, and I could feel it when that knife went through them. I thought, these damn things are pretty tender. I pulled them all out of one deal, and I boxed them up, and I thought, well, hell, I mean, once again over here, I've got rib issues. And so, you know, we're sitting there in the wards, and, you know, like I said, chicken, you know, I was afraid that the skin might be a little dark. You know, it wasn't a bad-looking bird, but I was a little worried about it, and, you know, ribs I was worried about. You know, I felt pretty good about my wild hog, and I felt pretty good about my brisket, other than it probably being colder and shit. But,
right,
you know, I'm sitting there, and hell, what happens? We get called in sixth and chicken, and then a seventh and ribs. And I'm thinking, shit. And then the other two just kind of took the damn nosedive. I'm like, well, the way it always goes.
That never fails, Lance Moore, I'm telling you. My last cook that I did in Bolivar, you know, I wasn't happy with any of it. The weather had changed. I don't know if I told you this, but the weather changed, and, I mean, them old pork butts, they stalled, and they were worse than a brisket stall. They would never come out. And they were tough, and the ribs weren't tender, and the chicken was what I call a Harry Sue temperature, about 145. But they were good. I'm telling you, I'd brine them. Yeah, I mean, they were fine because I ate 2-3 of them before I turned them in.
Right.
And they were pretty. So I figured, well, they're going to kill me on my chicken. My ribs are tough, and my pork is even tougher. You know, I'm thinking, well, hell, this is hanging this up. I really don't even want to walk to the awards. But
right.
I'm telling you, all I got was 8 9s all across the board. I got 1 7 in my chicken, and it knocked me down about 18th out of 38 teams. But, I mean, the score was still really high. And
right.
They like my chicken. And I did a 5th in pork and a 6 in ribs. And a 5th overall. So, but I wasn't happy with none of it. I thought this is the shittiest crap I've turned in a long time. And, but it come out pretty good.
Yeah, we've had things again. I just, you know, like I said, we, you know, have still a good day for us. I mean, hell, I mean, you know, but, you know, hell, if those outs had come in, hell, we'd had a pretty good shot at it yesterday. And, you know, Ray that won it, you know, Ray Bonner, which you met, I believe.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had 2 seconds. He had a 2nd in brisket, 2nd in chicken, an 8th in ribs, and a 10th in hog. And so, I mean, I was right behind him in hog, and you know, we had a couple spots ahead of him in ribs. So, you know, like I said,
I tell you what, when you get a big competition, you got a lot of teams in there, and they're all hitting, missing, hitting here, hitting there. If you get a couple decent calls, you're in the running for a GC. There ain't no doubt about it. And
that's it. I mean,
and you don't have to get first place calls or second place calls. You don't even have to get calls in the money. But if you get consistently pretty high calls.
Oh, yeah.
And it's straight across the board. You can pull that off and win that big money.
No, I mean, that's it. I mean, that is it. I mean, you know, the only time I've ever had that fail, I mean, in a situation like that right there was I hit 3/3 last year in the competition. Had 3/3, 3 categories. There was only 3 categories. It was IBCA. And, you know, that was 24 points. And old Junior got me by 2 points.
Man.
And I'm sitting there going, son of a bitch. 3/3.
Well, you know, you got a reserve out of the deal. And,
yeah, I got a reserve out of it.
That's the way it rolls.
I said, hell, that's about the way it is, isn't it?
That's the way it is when it's always in the upper neck of the woods. I'm telling you, I hadn't had a GEC this year, but you know what? I've had a bunch of them, and that's okay. We can't win them all, that's for sure.
No, that's exactly it. That's exactly it.
If we won them all, we wouldn't want to play.
No, that's true, too.
But I tell you what, I'm going to have to get off here. I've still got a lot of paperwork to do tonight, and I just wanted to give you a call and a shout out and say, enjoy your show and just keep letting the smoke roll and have a good night, brother.
All right, buddy. You too, man. And, I'm taking a call tonight. I got some of that stuff to do myself. So you have a good week and give me a holler, buddy.
We'll talk soon. All right. Have a good night.
All right, man.
Enjoy the show. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bud. All right, guys. Well, we made it through another night. That was the one and only Chris Chadwick right there. He was in the house for a little bit. Talk a little cue, and we had Randy Dunn also in and talked a little bit about the Jack and the OBR, and we had Ray Bonner in, the new world champion wild hog cooker in the state of Texas. So we had a good night, and, you know, we'll talk again next week. Sunday night at 7 o'clock, as we always do. And I look forward to seeing everybody. And until then, everybody have a good night, a great week, and we're signing off. Good night.